Thank you, Kim. We will, of course, keep you posted on any changes in Hurricane Matthew's status. But right now, Bill, you and I have been talking about this upcoming election.
Sure, of course.
And I have made you promise me that Donald Trump is not going to win.
Right. You said that on several occasions.
And you've kind of made me that promise. I have a feeling Donald Trump is going to win the presidency.
Oh.
I don't know what to do, what to think, but I say, hey, let's go to the expert. History professor Alan Lichtman of American University in Washington has accurately predicted the popular result in presidential elections since Republican President Ronald Reagan defeated Democratic challenger Walter Mondale back in 1984. Welcome to the show, Alan Lichtman. How are you, professor? How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right. You are predicting between Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. You've been right since 1984. Who do you say is going to win the election?
Well, this is your conversation indicated, the most puzzling election in American history. Let me give you the prediction of my system and then give you my big qualification. I'm not hedging. I've never qualified a prediction in 30 years, but we've never seen an election like this.
Right. Some special case scenarios on this year's election.
That's right. I sure do. And I think that's consistent with what we all intuitively feel about this election, by the way. I don't think it's out of line. So here's how my system works. I've developed, by looking at every election from 1860 through 1980, 120 years, 13 key factors that can predict a future election. And I've used them, as you indicated, successfully since then. And the way the keys work is they primarily gauge the strength and performance of the party holding the White House under the theory that elections are primarily referenda on how well the White House party has done. And if six or more of the 13 factors, 13 keys, go against the party in power, they are a predicted loser. Of course, today the party holding the White House is the Democrats. And right now the Democrats are down exactly six keys. You want me to go through them?
Yeah, do some of them for us. What are they?
Yeah, I can do them real fast.
All right.
Party mandate. They lost the midterm elections. That's one. Barack Obama is not running again. That's the incumbency key. That's two, hard to win an open seat. Three, Gary Johnson is polling 5 to 10 times better than any Libertarian ever has. Third parties are bad news for the White House party. That's three. Policy change. Obama won that last term with the Affordable Care Act, but nothing like that given the gridlock in the second term. And the keys go turn by term. So that's four. Foreign policy success. Again, nothing like the dispatch of Bin Laden in the first term. That's five. And then we get to the only key related to the candidate, and that is a very high threshold key. It asks whether or not the candidate is one of those, once in a generation, extraordinary charismatic candidates like a Barack Obama or a Ronald Reagan, and Hillary Clinton clearly does not qualify. So that's six down, just enough to say this should be a change here.
So Democrats will not be holding the White House, allegedly, at this point in your prediction?
Based on history, that's right. If you had a generic Republican running like a John Kasich, I would never qualify that prediction. But you don't have a generic Republican running. You have Donald Trump running, a candidate.
So that could change everything.
Everything. He's been rejected by newspapers that haven't endorsed a Democrat in 50 to 100 years. 30 former Republican members of Congress, including some very distinguished ones, just today came out with a manifesto saying we reject Donald Trump because he's too dangerous. He has no history of public service. He has a history of enriching himself at the expense of everybody else. He said a dozen things that would drive any other candidate out of the race, and scandals just keep piling up. Just recently we've learned he's run an illegal charity that didn't register in New York to escape audits. We heard testimony from lots of folks on his apprenticeship that he created a hostile environment for women. He busted the Cuban embargo at the very time he is, shall we say, trumpeting the Cuban embargo. So there are so many things that make him a history shattering, not a history representative candidate.
Alan, a couple of questions. Question number one, you just mentioned these various keys that you use as indicators. Are these keys equally weighted?
That's a great question. And the secret to my system is that they are equally weighted. The reason traditional prediction models fail, you know, they're equations. So they would say the percent of the vote for the party in power equals some multiplier by some factor. But the multipliers change every 4 years unpredictably. Because my keys are equally weighted, I don't have to guess what the multipliers are. Plus, if one key is really important, it will trigger the loss of other keys. So the Vietnam War, for example, in the 60s, triggered all kinds of other keys.
You talked about the idea on, I think, your last key of a more dynamic personality.
Charismatic, I believe, was the word.
Something that would make that candidate stand out. You could certainly say that Barack Obama, especially 8 years ago, did get some points because he was to be the first African-American president. Would those same points be applicable to Hillary Clinton since she would be the first woman president?
Very good question. And I did give Obama the charisma key.
Yeah.
But not because he would be the first black president, although, you know, that was an element of his appeal. He had the magic in 2008. He had that ability to truly inspire us, and not just like Donald Trump, you know, a narrow slice of the electorate. Across the board, he has the magic. And even though Hillary Clinton is a path-breaking candidate, as a woman, as we know, she doesn't have the Obama magic or the Kennedy magic or the Reagan magic.
She's not very charismatic, I got to tell you. I'm not saying
she's not
qualified and she wouldn't do a great job, but she is not. She doesn't have that charisma.
That's all that question asks.
But now this question might have differed if there was another woman candidate running.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we're sick of the Clintons, we're sick of the Bushes, and Donald Trump, we don't know what to think.
Alan, are you disturbed by your own prediction?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I share all these reservations about Donald Trump, and, you know, I I'm not a Republican myself, but I got lots of good Republican friends, and none of them are voting for Donald Trump. They have the same reservations these 30 members of Congress have. And what a lot of them told me is, look, you know, I don't like Hillary Clinton. You know, I don't like big government liberal policies, but I don't want Donald Trump anywhere near the nuclear arsenal.
You know what's funny is when we were kids, there used to be these TV ads for a guy named Boxcar Willie. And they'd say, Boxcar Willie has sold over 13 million albums. And you go, well, how did he do that? Because I don't know anybody that owns a Boxcar Willie album. Doesn't Donald Trump kind of remind you of that, in that you hear all these statistics about people who love him and want to vote for him, but I only know a very small percentage and a handful of people who are really supporters and are going to vote for him?
I know one, but, you know, I'm here in the liberal state of Maryland, you know, where Hillary Clinton is 30 points ahead, so maybe, you know, I'm just in an unrepresentative area. But, you know, I experience the same thing, as I said, including my Republican friends, some of whom are pretty conservative and, you know, can't abide Hillary Clinton, quite frankly, but at least they say she's not dangerous.
That's what it may come down to. I know you don't have a lot of time, but a question for you. Sunday night is the next presidential debate. What is your expectation for the next couple of debates?
It's a great question. Normally, under my key system, debates don't matter, campaigns don't matter, speeches don't matter, fundraising doesn't matter. I've actually predicted elections years in advance, including having predicted the 2012 election, a really hard election to call. Remember, pretty late after that first debate, Romney was ahead. I called it in 2010. Have you heard of Nate Silver?
Yeah.
No.
I got into a huge fight with Nate Silver. He's a forecaster who uses polls very
quickly.
We got into a huge fight in 2011 because he said, you can't call an election this early. And he wrote a 15-page attack on the keys. Being a professor, I wrote a 15-page response. Of course, I was right. He was wrong.
Sure.
So he did eventually come around. And I wrote him an email saying, let's collaborate on an article showing how two different methods can ultimately come up with the same answer, never heard from the guy again. But this time the debates matter because of Donald Trump. The debates are a golden opportunity for Donald Trump to dampen down all of these blemishes on his record, all of these outrageous things he said. Instead of doing that in the first debate, he inflamed them. I was astounded what he did in the first debate. He still has a shot, but you know, a lot of these impressions are getting pretty well fixed in the mind of the public. His best shot was the first debate.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say he has no shot in the second and third debate, but it's going to be much harder.
Come November, after the
historical forces clashing, it's a great year to follow politics.
Yep.
It really is. I'm not a fan of politics, but you have to pay attention to it at this point for this year. Professor Alan Lichtman of American University in Washington, we would love to talk to you after the results of the election are in and see how you did. The 13 keys to the White House and their coding. You can find this information. Where's the best place to send people? Do you have a website?
Buy my book. I have a Wikipedia page. But buy the book because you can't get the full nuance of the system just by, you know, a quick glance at it. The book goes in depth to every single key, explains its rationale, and explains how to turn the key. And if you get my book, you can be a do-it-yourself predictor. Can't do it with the equations. You can do it with the keys.
Keys to the White House, is that the name of the book?
Predicting the next president, the keys to the White House.
And Alan, really quick, because I know you have to go, but since you're in the business of predictions, the Cubs won a World Series 108 years ago, which isn't bad, but they're up for one again. Now, do they stand a chance? Do you know anything about baseball? Can you predict baseball the way you predict presidential elections?
God, you are so desperate to find out.
I just want to know.
Let me tell you a 10-second story.
Sure.
I've been approached many times by gamblers saying, we want you to use your mathematical methodology for sports betting.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it because I don't want to wind up in the Chicago River.
All right, that's fair.
And overshoes. So I can't predict, but I have to tell you, I'm a Nats fan.
Yeah.
If the Nats don't make it, the Cubs have my heart.
Oh, good. Thank you. We appreciate that.
You can follow him on Twitter, too, at Alan Lichtman. Pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you again.
You know where to find me.
Thanks,
right,
Alan.
Cool. Thank
Take
you.
Care. It's Alan Lichtman. We'll take a very quick break, and then we'll be back in just a minute or two. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.